And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky here from Mobile, Alabama, where the Reese's Senior Bowl will be taking place on Saturday afternoon. Buck, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. The last day of Senior Bowl practices was a little cold.
Yeah, got a little cold down there?
It was a little cold. It was a little cold down there, but it was a good day. I think it's been a really, really good week. And, you know, I came down with modest expectations because we didn't know what the class was going to look like. And I've been very, very impressed with a number of guys that we saw perform here. And I think the big thing that you're looking for is who can consistently play at a high level. And we saw a handful of guys play at that level all the way through.
No question. I thought offensive line, defensive line were probably the two groups that stood out the most. A couple good-looking corners. We saw Lonnie Johnson from Kentucky had a good week. I thought Rocky Sin from Temple had a good week. I was impressed with those guys. Let Debo Samuel kind of separate himself from the rest of the wide receiver group through the work that he did. But I really thought the depth, the talent, was located in the trenches, offense and defensive line.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen it. The teams that are getting to the final four, and really the teams that are playing in the Super Bowl, are the teams that take care of the offensive line and the defensive line. And I felt like they were impressive players in both aspects on both squads. You've talked about this guy coming into the game, but Andre Dillard was very, very impressive. He moved
around.
What was
around. The buzz? So you're down there on the field.
The buzz was kind of on him in terms of just how solid he was in pass protection. People will continue to talk about this league being a passing league and that you cannot have just a left tackle without a right tackle that can't protect. And Andre Dillard looks like a natural left tackle, but today he had an opportunity to play on the right side, and I think that continued to bode well for him. And so when we stack him up with some of the other guys that are in the class, he certainly looks like a guy that is a mid to upper round first round talent. And you know, I don't know if many people thought that prior to his arrival down here at the Senior Bowl.
Made a nice job down here. I thought Caleb McGarry from Washington, the right big right tackle, 6 foot, almost 6'7", 321 pounds. He had a really good week as well. I thought the interior guys, we saw McCoy from A&M. We saw Bradbury from
both
NC
of those guys,
State.
Both of those guys. And really, like, having the opportunity to be really, really close and watch them from behind in 9-on-7 and team drills, Bradbury looked really, really good. He looks like a center that can play for a long time. And, you know, he is playing for John Gruden's squad, which means Tom Cable, which means a lot of zone blocking and whatever. And you can see that he can climb and get to the next level. And if he did have to play in a what I call a pin and pull system where he was moving, I think he's athletic enough to move and lead and do some of the things. I've heard you talk about Kelsey, like Jason Kelsey from the Philadelphia Eagles. He does have some of that ability, and it really allows you to do some interesting things with your offensive line when you have an athletic guard, like an athletic center like that.
No doubt. So it'll be fun to watch these guys compete in the game again. You can follow that right there on NFL Network. Any other stories jump out to you this week from Mobile, Buck?
No, I mean I think the big thing, like everyone is going crazy about Samuel. And I think rightfully so. And I think the big lesson to be learned from Debo Samuel from South Carolina is it's really important to understand what is going on with a prospect that final season because he had an ankle injury. And so when you looked at him on tape early in the year, you didn't see the same pop and explosiveness. Then he comes down here, and he is the cream of the crop.
They can't cover him.
They can't cover him. He's explosive. But it's not only the explosiveness. He has really strong hands. And so – when you think about some of the guys that have been able to kind of take the league by storm, and I'm not putting him in this class because he doesn't have that kind of speed, but I certainly could see him being a poor man's version of the way the Chiefs have used Tyreek Hill, meaning a guy that looks like a running back, but you use him in a variety of different ways. Fly sweeps, jet sweeps, bubble screens, on top of the deep overs and the crossers. He looks like he can handle all of those things. I don't know what he's going to test at, but he certainly looks like one of those playmakers that everyone in the league is certainly looking for.
No doubt. I thought kind of the sleeper of the week. He's undersized, but Penny Hart from Georgia State, he is explosive, and he's another guy that's been tough to cover.
Yeah, he's been tough to cover. I heard you and Charles kind of refer to him as maybe Taylor Gabriel.
Yeah.
But even Taylor Gabriel with the Atlanta Falcons was a guy that carved out a nice role for him. He's done the same thing with the Chicago Bears. As we see more of these creative play callers kind of ascend to offense coordinator and head coaches, you're going to see a run on these kind of utility players. And I think those two guys stood. And I also think Terry McLaurin from Ohio State.
Yeah, he can run a little bit too.
Can run a little bit, can make plays. All those guys certainly serve themselves well. And we can't talk about the wide receivers without talking about Keelan Doss. I think Keelan Doss might be the best route runner in the game. And I think his ability to come out here and run routes is very, very reminiscent of Cooper Kupp. And I think a lot of people are going to kind of walk away with that comparison based on how Cooper Kupp performed here and what he's been able to do his first 2 years in the league.
Yeah, player he's been obsessed with. He has followed his career there in the Big Sky and really looks up to Cooper Kupp. So I'm right with you there on that comparison. Well, we've got some interviews that got done with you and Rhett talking to some of the top coaches in college football. I know these players in this game quite well, so we're going to get to those in just a minute. But before we do, clean up your remote control clutter in time for the Super Bowl with Control Center by Cavo. That's C-A-A-V-O. Plug in your streamer, sound system, cable, or satellite, even your game console, and Control Center does it all. Control Center simplifies your home theater so you can control everything connected to your TV with one easy-to-use remote with voice control.
Don't fumble with different remotes or run out of the clock with messy search results. Just say what you want to watch, and Control Center will take you straight there. One universal voice remote controls it all. So all you need to say is watch any given Sunday, and Control Center by Cabo will handle the rest. Be the MVP of your Super Bowl party with Control Center so you can finally get off AV duty and bring joy back to watching TV.
Shop now just in time for Super Bowl Sunday and get 40% off Control Center with promo code STICKS. That's $59.95, 40% off the regular pricing of $99.95. Control Center is available at Cavo.com and Best Buy. That's C-A-A-V-O.com. Control Center by Cavo, one remote that does it all. All right, Buck, you had a chance to visit with the national champion head coach Dabo Swinney. His second time he's been able to hoist that trophy, and quite a litany of prospects he has in this year's draft. Let's hear your conversation with Dabo Swinney.
Here with two-time national champion Dabo Swinney. Coach, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
What has really been the secret sauce to Clemson not only being able to win on the field, but being able to produce so many guys that go to the pros?
Well, I think evaluation. You know, I think we've evaluated well on the front end, and then development and culture, you know, guys coming in that believe in our system and the way we do things. And then we've had a bunch of great people surrounding our players that have helped them mature and grow. But at the end of the day, it's the players buying in because they got to put the work in.
You know, Coach, everyone is really excited about your defensive line. So many guys that have the opportunity to go, from Christian Wilkins to Dexter Lawrence and others. What makes that group so special?
Their commitment. I mean, they're talented, but their commitment and work ethic. You know, you take great talent plus great work ethic and character, you get a superstar. And that's what they are. I mean, they're just special human beings that just happen to be great football players. They work at it. I mean, they technically grind, they mentally grind, they physically grind, and the good Lord gave them a ton of talent to go with it.
Well, you have two of you guys down here, Mark Fields and Hunter Renfrow. Talk a little bit about them and what you expect to see from them at the Senior Bowl.
Well, you know, Hunter Renfrow, you're going to see the same thing you've always seen. I mean, he just makes plays. I mean, he's just a football player. I mean, so consistent, electric, he's explosive laterally, and great ball skills, and just always in the right place. So he's just, you know, we call it third and Renfrow. Mark is very well suited for the pro game. You know, I mean, he's a true cover corner. Mm-hmm. He's strong. He's got explosiveness. He can run. And, it was good to see him get the opportunity to come in here, because I think that he'll do a great job in this game.
You know, one thing about Hunter Renfrow coming, y'all have kind of become wide receiver you. Is there a certain trade or something that you look for when you're looking at pass catchers from high school to the college?
Yeah, well, you know, I was a wide out, and that's how I made my living. I made my living for a long time, and I always said, you know, I was a wide blocker. So we didn't throw the ball a whole lot when I was playing out. So I'm a frustrated wide out that's now the head coach that gets to toss it around a little bit. So I take a lot of pride in the receivers and the guys that we bring in and how we develop them. So it's been fun. We've had a bunch of them come through, and we've got a good group coming back next year. But old Renfrow and Travion Thompson, who's not in this game, but Travion's another one I think is going to have a chance to stick at the next level.
Well, I can't let you go without talking about quarterbacks. And you had Deshaun Watson a few years ago, and you were on it. You said he was going to be a star in the league, and he absolutely has done it. And now you have a young guy in Trevor Lawrence. When you're looking at quarterbacks, what are you looking for guys that not only can win and be successful, yeah, but may have an opportunity to play beyond?
Yeah, well, first of all, who are they as a person? You know, I mean, you know, because typically who they are as a person is going to influence who they are as a player. You know, so what's their makeup? What's their character? Who are they on social media? You know, I really recruit the person first, the player second. And obviously you got to be good enough. You got to have the skill set. I love guys that are natural leaders. I love guys that have poise, regardless. I like guys that have played multiple sports. You know, so there's a lot of things that I look at when I'm evaluating these guys in high school, but their competitiveness, their will to win, what they do, do they make everybody else better? How do they run? You know, so there's a lot of things that go into it. And we've had a nice little group, man. You're going back to Taj Boyd, and Sean,
absolutely.
And Kelly Bryant, and then obviously Trevor. You know, we've been able to hit on some guys.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time with you. We're looking forward to watching you, watching Clemson continue to dominate the college.
Appreciate it. Thank you. All the best. Thank you.
Oh, Buck, you can just tell. I mean, he loves his guys, and he's energy's never an issue there for Dabo.
Never an issue. And I think he is someone that a lot of people are admiring in terms of the way he built the culture, but more importantly, the way that he has taken top recruits and developed them. And I think the big thing in the conversation, he talked and alluded to the development that has taken place at Clemson. We always, as scouts, love to see guys that continue to get better and better over their time as college players. And I think those Clemson guys that we're talking about, that we're going to continue to talk about in the run-up to the draft, are guys that improved each and every year.
All right, another coach that was down here is Penn State's James Franklin, and our PBU, Rhett, was able to catch up with Coach Franklin.
We're here with Penn State head coach James Franklin down at the Senior Bowl, and obviously Coach Trace McSorley down here for the North squad. What do you think will stand out most to evaluators about him in a setting like this?
You know, it's all the traits. It's his character. He's a winner. He's going to make everybody around him better. He's going to be able to make all the throws. He can beat you with his feet. He can beat you with his mind. He can beat you with his arm. He just does so many things well. He probably doesn't have that one elite characteristic that they're looking for.
Sure.
But he does so many things well at such a high level.
What do you think he can learn from a coach like John Gruden over there tutoring him up on the north side?
Well, obviously the amount of experience that Coach has got is phenomenal. And, you know, Trace has got a unique background because, you know, when we first got to Penn State, we were running a West Coast-style offense, terminology, all that kind of stuff, and then obviously went to a spread system. So he's got some background in either one, and I think that's gonna help him too.
For sure. And then on the flip side, on the defensive side, you've got Amani Oruwariye.
Very good.
All right.
Very good.
I've been working on it here with you. I appreciate that. What sticks out most to you about him and his skill set for a game like this in a week like this?
I think he's got the length and the body type that everybody's looking for, obviously, in the NFL. He's a guy that will come up and support the run. He can make plays on the ball in the air. And again, you know, class act, character guy. He's going to do everything right. He's going to maximize his ability. So he's got the body that everybody's looking for and the ball skills to go with it too.
And certainly sounds like you're describing program foundation type players. And to see them here and to be able to broadcast back to recruits out there that, hey, you know, we've got guys playing in these types of games, in these types of situations, what does that do for you in the program?
Yeah, they're just, you know, this is my first Senior Bowl ever, so, you know, a great opportunity for me to come and support them. Both guys stayed 5 years.
Right.
You know, we kind of have an interesting background. Both of those guys were committed to me when I was the head coach at Vanderbilt, came with me to Penn State. So I know these guys inside and out, their families, their backgrounds. And, you know, I think they're just a great example to college football and Penn State about you maximize your experience.
Sure.
You both got multiple degrees and all those types of things, and then you can still come play at the highest stage.
Oh, really impressive. One quarterback we will not see today, you saw during the season, Dwayne Haskins, is actually the highest-rated quarterback on DJ here on the Move the Sticks podcast, his top 50 list. Nobody's going to have to deal with him out here. What are NFL teams going to have to deal with when we start seeing him on game days?
I wish we didn't see him either. Big, talented guy. You know, I've known him since high school. He's a kid from the DMV, you know, the Maryland area. Really developed. You know, we talk about a guy who's big, strong, is a pocket guy, but can actually get out of the pocket and make some plays there as well. Really strong arm, extremely accurate. Really a different Ohio State with him in there because he was able to distribute the ball to his playmakers and those types of things. But he's got the body type, he's got the arm strength and the production that, you know, people obviously covet.
Okay, so one guy we did see on Sundays and Thursdays and Mondays this year, and thank goodness we did. It was so much fun watching Saquon Barkley play in the NFL as a rookie, set the league on fire. But how much more is still out there that we haven't seen from him, do you think?
I think a lot. You know, obviously I'm a huge fan of our guys, and Saquon's special. You know, I talk to everybody about Saquon Barkley, and obviously he's got unbelievable physical traits that jump out at you, but I've been blown away by how everybody's reacted to him, too.
That's a good reaction, right there.
I didn't want to overreact, but I better get out of the way. But Saquon's, he's just special. You know, obviously, he's got the physical traits and skills that everybody's looking for. His production and playmaking was through the roof. But also, I've heard just so many great things about how he's impacted the community, how he's impacted the locker room, all those types of things that are so important as well.
Do you guys get around on Sundays and when he, you know, this past season to watch and just kind of still marvel at some of the stuff that he does?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. But to be honest, no one's really surprised.
Right.
I mean, he's one of those guys that nothing's going to surprise you. The type of year he had didn't shock anybody in our locker room or in our organization. I think the future's bright for him. He's just going to continue to get better.
And just lastly, getting back to the Senior Bowl here, I was listening to Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the South squad here with the 49ers, obviously, talk about the opportunity that this is for them as coaches. Obviously, anybody can evaluate this tape, these practices in this game, but being a coach here gives you an opportunity to see how kids learn. How do you feel like your guys that are here at the Senior Bowl will fit into that equation?
I'm very confident in our guys and how we do things in our program. They're going to be prepared for this type of environment. But you're exactly right. It's one thing watching tape. It's another thing to give a guy a coaching point in a meeting, and how quickly can he translate that to the field. And I'm very confident that our guys will score very high in those areas.
Well, I was really impressed with Trace from the Manning Passing Academy this summer, and just a really impressive guy. I hope he does well here this week. And I really appreciate you spending some time with us here on the Move the Sticks podcast.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks so
Thank
much.
You so much.
Yeah. Well, he's been good to the show, Buck. We've had James Franklin on last year a bunch to talk about Saquon Barkley. It's always a guy I enjoy listening to. He's a very, very passionate coach and somebody that's built quite the program up there at Penn State.
He has built quite the program at Penn State. He's also produced some good players, and I think we're beginning to see more and more of those players kind of show up in All-Star games, and that is a testament to the job that they have done. Bringing that program back from the brink, making them come back to prominence, James Franklin has done a terrific job, and the prospects that he's developed during his time certainly reflect that.
No doubt. One more coach that was here. We had a lot of college football coaches here this week, but one that had quite a few of his players here, Mark Stoops from Kentucky. I feel like the whole Kentucky secondary is out here practicing at the Reese's Senior Bowl. I know you had a chance to visit with Coach Stoops. Here's your chat with Mark Stoops.
We're here with Coach Stoops from the University of Kentucky. Coach, you've had a terrific turnaround in that program, so congratulations on your success. And with success comes opportunities for your players. Here down the Senior Bowl, three defensive backs in the game, Lonnie Johnson Jr., Darius West, and Mike Edwards. Talk about what they meant to the program and what you expect to see from now here.
Yeah, without a doubt. I appreciate it. Thanks for the kind comments, and proud of these players. You know, really terrific guys. They've been with us a long time. Lonnie, just a two-year guy, came from junior college, had a terrific impact in those 2 years. And Darius and Mike have been around for a while. We're certainly going to miss them. They played a lot of winning football for us and did a heck of a job. Great leaders, but three really quality football players. And I hear great things about all three of them here this week at practice. So I see those guys making a big move, in particular Lonnie. I'm hearing great things about Lonnie and him having a big week out here.
He has certainly had a big week, but you had a couple guys who had big years. Josh Allen being the first one. Talk about a guy that is climbing up the charts. What does he bring to a table when a team thinks about adding him to the lineup?
You know, you're getting first and foremost a terrific person. You know, he's a competitive person. He's a winner. He's a great leader. He's a guy you want in the locker room without question. You know, he's a terrific person. But we all know you have to have talent to go that high, and he has that. He's unbelievably versatile. He's an impact player. He's going to produce numbers for you. He's going to get sacks. He causes fumbles. He's disruptive. You have to account for him on each and every play. So, whoever gets him is getting a quality player.
Now we go to the other side of the ball. Your running back, Benny Snell, is a guy that was outstanding. And at a time where people are looking for dominant running backs, talk a little bit about what he brings to the table.
Yeah, again, super person, unbelievably competitive. You know, the 3 years that he was on our campus goes for over 1,000 yards in 3 years in a row in the SEC. Kind of speaks volumes for him. You know, he's a guy that's constantly going forward. I know how tough the yards are in the NFL, and he's used to doing that at Kentucky, churning out tough yards against quality defenses in the SEC. Terrific player.
So now I can't let you go without talking about the SEC in general. For years when I was a scout on the road, we always viewed the SEC as the best talent. What makes the SEC such a hotbed of NFL talent?
Well, I think, you know, there's terrific players in the South in general. It's very difficult. It's hard for us. You know, we're pretty far north there from the SEC. But you go down there, and there's terrific players in the South in general that the SEC is not willing to let go of. You know, we recruit exceptionally hard, and I take pride in the development that we've done at Kentucky. You know, we have to work extremely hard in the development process, and you look at a guy like Josh Allen and a guy like Benny Snell that fly a little bit under the radar during the recruiting process, but we've worked exceptionally hard with them in developing them, so that's what we're trying to do at Kentucky.
Well, you've done an outstanding job. You guys had a tremendous amount of success last year. Looking forward to watching Kentucky continue to grow into the ranks of the elite.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I thought it was an interesting conversation with Stoops. The one thing that I continue to be impressed with, this is a guy in the SEC. Not many people gave Kentucky a chance to kind of get back on the map, and they were very impressive throughout. And then you come down to the Senior Bowl, you see three guys in the secondary with Kentucky helmets. You then know about Josh Allen and Benny Snell and some of those other guys. He has also been another coach that has developed his players. And so there's something to be said for how coaches are able to take top recruits or even mid-level recruits and maximize their talent when they get them.
Yeah, it's not just recruiting, it's developing. And they've done a nice job down there at Kentucky. Not only good football players, but man, Buck, they all look the part. I mean, they are the type of body types you're looking for at these positions. They've done a nice job there in the weight program as well.
Yeah, they have done a great job at the weight program. And we talked about it because I asked him specifically about the SEC and why SEC has been a hotbed. And he talked about so many guys come from the South. And so when you get guys that already kind of have the makeup to be pros, all you got to do is put a little sprinkle on top, and those guys can end up turning out to be nice NFL players.
There you go. Something that they've been able to do there in Lexington. All right, for those that are looking forward to the Super Bowl, we've got a couple weeks here, Buck, a little over a week before that thing kicks off. The good news is if you're away from your television, no big deal. You can stream the Super Bowl live on the Yahoo Sports app or the NFL app. So don't be beholden to that television. If you're on the go, you can still watch the big game. Any final takeaway thoughts here from Mobile, Buck?
You know, I think here's the thing about the Senior Bowl and what you always want. We focus so much on the practices, and we'll look at the game and we'll be excited about some of the guys that show up. But I think what continues to bear out, and I heard Nagy talk about it when he interviewed with the crew, you and CD and Andrew. He talked about, guys, if you're not the number one guy at the position, but how you can come down to Mobile and really help yourself by competing against the best and showing up. And we saw those guys. Montez Sweat was one of those guys. Andre Dillard was another one of those guys. They didn't necessarily have to come to this, but they did, and they're walking away better from it, for it. And so I think it's one of those things where agents and prospects have to get together. They have to make a nice strategic plan to come down here and give themselves an opportunity to leapfrog. We've seen it time and time again. It continues to bear out. Those guys that play well here help themselves when it comes to draft day.
They do a good job, too, protecting each other. We've had a couple minor injuries, nothing serious at all. So they've minimized the risk. They've maximized the potential there to be able to help your draft stock. And I think some guys have definitely taken advantage of that. And I had Chick-fil-A probably about six times this week on top of everything else.
You have also maximized your opportunity. You may be at six. I might be at four. But by the time we get through Saturday, I may catch up.
Yeah, there's a little room for you there. I think you can close that space real quick, like Rocky Sin closing on Debo Samuel. You got to be able to close
man,
that
you
space.
Talk about, those guys battling and competing all the time. Do you see the thing that prevents you from winning unanimously? You have a little diversion. You always go to the Mediterranean.
I get a little chicken shawarma. I like my chicken shawarma.
The Mediterranean place kind of takes it away from you instead of being focused on just Chick-fil-A and maybe one other spot.
All right, I'm going to say this now. I know they're not going to want to hear this in Kansas City, but when it comes to where I eat tonight, I might flip a coin. What's that? What's that you say? What's that? Hold up. What? Yep. He just Slater just called heads. So, chicken shawarma it is. All right, that's going to do it for us here in Mobile, Alabama. Thanks to Kent and Mark and the whole Move the Sticks crew. We've got Cam down here all week long. Really been working hard to gather all these interviews, and hopefully you've enjoyed the content. I know we've got some of those quarterback interviews. The videos are up. You can check those out. NFL.com/MTSvideo is where you can locate all that good stuff. All right, we'll be back next week. A lot of Super Bowl to get to, a lot of Super Bowl conversation and previews, all that stuff. We'll have it coming your way next week right here on Move the Sticks.
Thanks for downloading Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. For more, go to NFL.com/podcasts.